the wake-up song and the you bastard sight of the day. Want to know more? Visit Holmberg's Morning Sickness online at 98kupd.com.
Thank you, Silence the Voice. The inauguration is tomorrow. We were just talking about that a little bit. The celebration of the peaceful transfer of power, or else, as the guns are drawn and the tanks are out and the ambulances are there, and as long as you can get past the barricades, and everybody stay away from this peaceful transition of power.
Arrests already happened.
I'm telling you, stay away from the peaceful transition. If you go to the peaceful transition, you will be arrested. It's a peaceful transition. Now get away from it. You don't know. This could blow up into chaos, this peaceful transition. I don't get why we have to have the party. It doesn't make sense. It seems like bad optics to me completely.
Rubbing it in?
Maybe, but you can rub it in and inside. Doesn't it look bad to you on television to see armed guards and then sit and say how great this moment is for us? I think it just looks bad. I think it's dumb. I think it's the first dumb thing the new administration's doing, which is going, yeah, we're going to stand in front of barricades and armed guards and talk about how awesome this peaceful transition of power and how we're all going to unite now. It just looks bad.
Everyone else had to go through, a lot of people had to go through COVID birthdays this year. Where
right.
You just don't have the party.
Right. We keep talking about how tough it is for the kids.
But not this.
Right. How tough it is for the kids to not go to school and be. Here's another example of what we have to kind of suck up for a second. I mean, the NBA is trying to be normal. Did you see their deal? I had a dinner with Kevin Ray, the Suns, after he was. It's amazing. Kevin Ray calls the game between the Suns and I forgot even now who they played. Memphis, I don't remember who it was. They play the game, and Kevin goes down, calls the game on TV. Basically, you could do it too, Brady. We just watch the game.
Yeah.
And you say what you're seeing on TV. And then we met up after. And we were talking about, like, the NBA's in trouble because they tried to. They're like, look, guys, look, NBA players who have always been responsible. Here's a list of restaurants you guys can go to that are approved in each city. And, you know, I don't know how it got on because knowing Phoenix the way we know it, the visiting teams were allowed to go to, Steak 44 was on the list. And they're very good, responsible. There's a Mexican restaurant that name I Chiticlo or something like that. I've been there a couple times. It's good. And that's on Camelback. And there's a few, and they give them the list. And now everybody in the NBA has COVID, all of them. The whole league's got it. And they're like, all right, kill the whole restaurant idea. You guys are locked down again.
Wasn't it the Wizards that were just here and everybody on the team when
Monday.
They played here?
Yeah, and then the next day, and they've got 7 or 8 confirmed players
right.
that have it, and then like a couple of staff members.
I thought it was like everybody but like 3 players.
Well, that's kind of it. 7 is 12
I
is
guess
your
you're
roster.
Right. I guess
so
you're right.
They have so they basically cut it all down. But I'm curious because I go to these places, like, and I'll see it, and we've pulled into the Chiticlo or whatever it's called, and said, it's crowded. Like, it just, there's times when you look and you're like, all right, there's nobody here, we can go. Like, that's my rule for the COVID thing. It's like, okay, we'll eat. We're going to live our lives. But if it looks like it's not being paid attention to, we're getting the heck out of there. Steak 44 does a great job. But so they had this list of restaurants. Like, how do you get on that list? You have to, like, all it was just a bunch of people going, hey, put me on there. And it's like, all right. So they had these nice restaurants, and they're all cut off, and it's all done. So now the NBA is going to start thinking about maybe bubbling them. Because, you know, you've asked a bunch of NBA stars, hey, can you guys be super duper responsible socially, please? And they're like, sure. And you're seeing how that works out because they had to put them in jail last year.
And even following that, you know, no matter what,
it doesn't make
the
sense.
Restaurant doesn't. You put the mask on, you take it off.
You take it off
table.
When you're sitting down because when you're sitting down, you're not contagious anymore.
Yeah,
but it's crazy. But yeah, so that's going on. So the inauguration can look around and say every time we've loosened that. Little thing, the things that you're barking at us all the time to be responsible for. And you can't have your party, Joe. Sorry. I know you've been waiting 100 years for it, literally. But you can't have it. Have it inside. I don't understand. Maybe in the garden at your new house. But this whole, I just think it looks
virtual.
Terrible. I just think a virtual party. And they are going to have the virtual parade, which I find hysterical.
Ridiculous.
So the reason I bring it up is because we're talking about the guest list for Joe Biden's virtual party tomorrow. And, they had that Sarah Fuller, the kicker for Vanderbilt. They've got the skateboarding UTI guy who kills me that Fleetwood
Nappy Pappy.
Just have Fleetwood Mac at the thing.
Yeah.
That's the star of that video. The star of the video is the song Dreams. It wouldn't be anything if just a Mexican on a skateboard with
Nick
a UTI.
And Stevie, they can board.
If I want to see a Mexican on a skateboard with a UTI, I'll go to 35th Avenue and anywhere. It's 12 straight solid miles of Mexicans on skateboards with UTIs,
or at least done some karaoke.
Yeah, or at least Mexicans on their son's dirt bikes because of the DUIs, drinking UTI juice. If you want to see it, it's everywhere. I want to see white people with UTIs. I drive over to Scottsdale on Sunday morning, and they're walking out of the Marriott with a bottle of it's everywhere. You can watch.
Are those considered dirt bikes, the ones that have the tailpipe and it's a 10-speed?
That's different. The ones I'm talking about are the ones that say, okay, hey, daddy got to go to work. And he gets on his son's bike because he can't drive.
Oh,
anymore.
Those ones. Yeah. Okay.
It's a BMX bike.
It's a West Side tradition to see grown men on BMX bikes, 20 inchers.
The knees are really
their
high.
Their knees are smashed. Even they're 5 feet, 4 inches tall, and their knees are still mashing into their shoulders because they've stolen their kid's bike to go to work.
You know, you can put that seat up, S.A.
It's up as high as it goes. The post is only. So that's a West Side thing. Every time you go on the West Side, count how many times you see grown men on children's bikes and realize there's a kid without a bike.
Sometimes you can get three on there with the foot pegs on the front wheel and back wheel.
On the bars, too.
I mean, the single most bigoted thing I've ever been a part of was sitting at the light on 27th Avenue in Camelback once, and I saw a grown man on a child's bike with two Pizza Patron boxes on the front. And I'm like, this is like, you're trying to be a stereotype. Like, you're hurting me right now.
This is delivery.
He might, unless he just threw like rice with my name on it at that moment, there couldn't have been anything more.
Wait a minute. Why the hell were you at 27th Avenue Camelback?
The people. They need me. I was visiting the people.
With that mustache?
With this mustache, yeah. They think I'm a cop immediately. I went to the Bill Luke, which is over there.
Close by,
and I had to turn around. So I got a little bit confused and went a little further down than I needed to. And on the way back, I think it was
power loop.
It was a fast power loop, too, to pick up the car and then do a brush back a while back. And this was a while ago. And then I realized I'm not going there anymore. I like it, but not doing that anymore. So I've seen that. But, you know, two boxes of Pizza Patron on your son's bike. Come on. But, yeah, go to Scottsdale on Sunday. And all you got to do is add Fleetwood Mac's Dreams. And when Brandon comes out of the hotel after hosing some slutty met at the taco place, he's drinking a thing of cranberry juice because you feel it immediately, right? Add Dreams behind it, and you got the whole thing. 35th Avenue's loaded. This guy's going to lead our president's inauguration because, that's a celebrity. And then the best part, and Brady, I don't remember if you were there. I don't think you were there for this. You were at the building. When we worked at The Zone in 1999, a band called Get the New Radicals, Get What You Give song. So this is Kamala Harris's favorite. This if I'd have known this, I'd have voted twice against them. The New Radicals is like her favorite band, and they are reuniting for the inauguration. Now, the New Radicals was
didn't the guy go crazy
in our studio.
Yeah,
so we're at the Zone, and a girl and a guy named Doc Ellis was the afternoon guy. So Doc used to talk in staccato, very quick, very easy. Sounded like a 1940s detective, and that's pretty great. And his great quote was, "I was in Uruguay once." I'm like, what's the thing you learned about that? One thing I learned about that. You cannot outrest a Uruguayan. The people sleep. And I just dropped dead because those are like he'd say great things. Like, he was just a real wordsmith. Well, he was off this week. And the New Radicals were coming in to play You Get What You Give, right? This was everybody remembers this. Huge hit. I forget the dude's name, but he comes in and he's got his bucket hat on and he's small. His girlfriend / co-writer producer was Danielle Brisbois. She was the little girl when All in the Family turned into Archie's Place.
Yeah.
And Edith died. People forget that they killed Edith. She was the little girl that lived with Archie, the child that Archie took
adopted
in.
Adopted girl? Nah. Or wasn't she?
Archie's human trafficking.
Love child?
Nobody ever really
It was a different time
it
then.
It was.
It was the 80s, and I can have a girl over if I want. Jeez, meathead, just because she's young. You.
So anyway, so Danielle Brisbois co-wrote this. And she was a writer of songs. So she was there, but she didn't say anything. And the dude from the New Radicals was in the studio. It was 1999. Laura K. Smith was the DJ filling in for Doc Ellis. And Laura K. was of the Subaru generation. She sounded like Beth Moen. Great. She was nice.
The original Beth.
She was, should I tell people on the air that I'm... And we called her the GOAT. Not because she was the greatest of all time, but because our program director said... Doc Ellis called her the goat. Said, you need to sound happier on the air. You sound angry. 105 zone, Larry K. Smith here. That's New Radicals. And she would go. And so he's like, you need to sound happier. So she would pretend to laugh every time she'd start a sentence. So it would sound like this.
105 zone.
So it was like, oh, she sounds like a goat now. I don't know what we're doing. So the goat was interviewing the New Radicals. And the dude's name escapes me. I'm going to have to look. The guy who's the New Radicals dude is
I can't even pull it out either.
It's going to drive me nuts. Anyway, he's in the studio, and Laura's like, so, tell us how you're feeling about fame, because it's upon
Greg Alexander.
Greg Alexander.
Great.
Craig, tell us how you're doing.
And he's like, are you half goat?
105, the zone.
So he sits there, and he starts telling her, well, fame's tough, and he just stops and looks up. Looks down again. It's not been easy. And you can sense it, like, through the speakers. We're in the hallway.
It just hit him.
And we're like, whoa, this guy's struggling with something. And all of his little people are in the hall. He's great. This is going to be a great time. He's going to do the song and everything else. So Laura does this interview. She's,
where were you born?
And so, I don't know, like Michigan or something. I don't remember his answer. He's like, I was a good kid.
Well, did you always play an instrument?
Like, you're really hitting that happy note, aren't
she
you?
She goaded him in depression.
So he's like, yeah, and the questions are getting weirder. And so he's like, let's just do the song. Fire up the track, and he's going to sing it. And he starts doing You Get What You Give. And in the middle, he just waves his hands, and he goes, I'm done.
That's it. Can't do it anymore.
I'm done. And she goes, what? And she goes, it's too much. I can't take this. He starts crying. He's all done. And he quit right there on the air in Phoenix on our station. Tried something again a few days later. Couldn't even make it to the interview. And quit. That was it. So this was his big song. This was it. Dude lost. I guess he's produced and written since.
Yeah.
But we all stood in the hallway while this crying man ran out of the station. And like, what just happened?
Great interview.
Better part is, though, after all the crying and the stuff.
All right. Welcome back with more on 101.5 The Zone.
Click.
What the F just happened?
And she's like, did I do that? So she caused him to quit. The goat caused him to quit. And so now he's going to play at the inauguration because nothing since 1999 in Kamala Harris's musical world has been better than the New Radicals. And this lunatic. So my hope is...
whose song was it really that she stole?
Look, let me tell you... I don't know. Let me tell you this. If he can't handle the GOAT on 101.5 in 1999, he's going to struggle mightily at the inauguration of the President of the United States.
Now I want to watch.
Yeah, I do too. That's the only thing drawing me in, is that this guy was... It was weird.
Such a driving song, too, because if you ever got, you know, like, don't give up.
Yeah. Yeah, the whole thing is about not quitting. You can make it through anything. And he quits in the middle of it in the cruddy 840 North Central building. It's just weird. I'll never forget that. That's one of my highlights in being in radio. I was doing the morning show. And we were actually all excited that they were coming in to sing the song. We're like, yeah, this will be cool. Because this kid was like a prodigy, too. He was like supposed to be a super producer.
I remember the other questions around it. He'd always, do you regret the end of the song where you're cutting on some stars, you called him out.
Nah, he was like
Marilyn Manson.
Yeah,
isn't it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. He was a. Everybody's like, "Oh, this guy's going to be a star," but the goat killed it. The goat killed it.
101.5 Zone.
They tell program. I'm sure you've heard it from. So you know, try to smile and maybe even laugh a little bit.
JJ used to tell me that all the time. Smile when you're talking.
Smile when you're talking, but you sound like a lunatic.
Yeah.
Like, it's the worst thing you can tell somebody who's sitting in a room alone is, if you ever met somebody and they were like, hi, how are you? You'd be like, oh, my God, this guy's going to kill us all. Like, it's the least natural thing. But, of course, radio is filled with idiots who don't know how to communicate. And that's why they're in radio in the first place. And they sit in dark rooms alone and pretend to talk to people that would never speak to them. If you're decent at it, you can do this outside of, you know, the room. Most radio people sit in dark spaces at home because they're afraid to talk to people, which is the irony of the business. Like, they're almost all of us are reclusive, but the ones who, and Brett, I don't know how you escaped it. You sit in a room by yourself and talk to no one.
Good, it's Brett Favley.
I'm talking to tweakers all night. It doesn't matter.
But you actually had kind of, You were sort of...
He was in a cave.
King of the dip for 14 years. Like, you could feel like you could feel a I'm never going to be like you kind of feeling.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To the ones that at least communicated with you. But that's not Laura K. Smith. In any way, shape, or form, that photo you're showing me. Am I right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, thank you. So, yeah. But, yeah, most of the time that's the case. But the program directors, who are also reclusive weirdos who no one spoke to growing up, so they don't know how to communicate, will always tell you, hey, smile. Sound happy. Sound fun. And, no, I'll tell you, that is the worst advice you can give somebody on the air. Because you end up with, like, Mo, who won't stop giggling and laughing. Oh. And she's the only one in the room. It would drive you nuts. I always tell people, like, think of yourself – at a party with friends, how would you behave? You're talking to people in your car. Are you going to sit and go, how was your day yesterday, Dave? We're having a nice weekend. You're into man, man. Yeah, all right, we'll be right back after this. I'm just going to drive over here. You're a crazy person.
He's so upbeat.
You know someone else here locally that does that now? Who didn't used to do that?
Oh, no.
Robin Nash.
Oh, she's always done that.
Not when she was at the edge.
Oh no,
that's
when she was at the edge.
She was a bitch at
103.9 the edge.
That California stoner sound,
exactly.
Yeah.
But now that she's on the hot station,
I'll give it to the girl named
laughs all the time.
Mitzi, who did the impression of her, and we all stole it from her. But when she heard her say, because you used to have to do PSAs, and I don't know what happened to that. But every hour, I don't know if we still do them.
We do the Sunday
But when we're on the air, there used to be a box.
Oh, yeah.
Random
PSAs.
You
have to reach in of public service announcements, and she did one and didn't pre-read it. And then the story is always,
that's 103.9, 100.1, the ads, Robin Nash. Hey, guys, just now that you know.
And the music starts behind her, so she's going to try to post a song.
We got a real problem. We have to make sure we're taking care of it. The matinees are dying in our oceans. And we have to make sure that everything's...
I'm like, what? Midday movies are not available in Atlantis anymore?
Of course you're not going to survive.
And we have to make sure that we take care of them. So by all means...
She gives the number.
Please give so the matinees don't die in the oceans. Here's Butterfly Sugar Baby. Robin Nash, yeah.
And that's a real thing she did, so... And then, so somebody told her, where is she? She's got a job?
Yeah. Still at 103.9, but it's hot.
103.9, 100.5, 7K135, yep. Translator Prescott. I'm Robin Nash. Welcome. I hope you guys are doing all right.
I like Robin. She's a nice person, but.
She is.
She always had that, it was that stoner California thing. Like, I don't really need to get high at 11 in the morning with you.
Plenty do.
So they tell her to laugh now? Oh, yeah, he's right. He's right. Brady's pat answer of there are people. Yeah, he's right. I don't want to dismiss
that.
Thanks
for the situation or the talk. Right. That's
the Freddie's right. Freddie's right.
Plenty do.
Plenty do. Plenty do. Plenty do.
Yes.
I'm just going to make a shirt that says plenty
Your
do.
Your life as a 50-50 cookie is just annoying. Of course, plenty do.
Plenty
and
do.
Plenty don't. It's not an argument.
Attributed to Brady Bogan.
Right.
Plenty do.
Well, plenty do.
All right. Good.
Speaking of matinees dying in the ocean, there's a picture of Brady on this card. I don't understand why. Oh, it's a manatee.
Just got hit by a boat.
Yeah. The matinees are getting crushed by props. The propellers from boats are killing all the matinees. If you wanted to see a discount movie, you couldn't because it's been hit by a boat.
Yeah. But they told her to laugh, too. All program directors do.
Yeah.
Radio's the stupidest thing in the world. Please, by all means, act natural. And here's 7 tips of doing things no one does without being considered insane that will make the audience like you more. And it's weird.
Sorry. And your whatever you're talking about with your last name or first name, like saying this is the song. Oh. Brett Vesley.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Shout your name. Well, I used to give Dennis Huff some trouble.
Oh, Dennis
about
was
that.
A king of that.
Oh,
yeah.
God. Oh,
he would just shout his name.
Dennis.
Stone Temple Pilots there unglued. Dennis! Like, is he insane? Has he lost his mind? Like, this is not a normal way to say your name to people. And you just, like, if I ever listened to it, I'd be like, Dennis, if you were with friends and some guy said, hey, what was that song? Oh, that was the Stone Temple Pilots. It's called Unglued. Dennis! I get it. It's like, by the way, I'm Dennis Huff. Like, if some stranger said it, it's like, do you know the name of this song? And you told him, then you just shouted your name at him. They'd be like, let's get out of here. I think he's got an AR-15.
We would order like that at the restaurant every now and then.
We did. Like
double cheeseburger fries. Brady!
Yeah. Gonna have a kale salad, quinoa. Why don't you throw an egg on that? John!
What's happening? You're not acting normal at all.
But I'm just gonna order a little lunch now, little lady.
This isn't how people talk to each other.
John!
Why are you doing that?
We'll take the check. Brady!
I'll get that. John!
She's got Tourette's.
Yeah, there's a table over there. Guys who think they're talking normal, but they're not. They sound like radio people.
John, I don't remember the name of the gal, but she used to work at 93.3 in the afternoons when it was a rock station. So years ago, she was a female trip. Do you remember her?
There was Carol Springer, who actually I thought sounded pretty cool.
It wasn't Lou Valentino.
No.
Oh, no.
Maroon. Lou.
I remember, I don't know how long ago you're talking, but Carol was on there forever.
Carol? She did middays.
I don't know if afternoons. Oh, they had that
old broad.
That's that old
one.
Broad.
That's the one.
That's the one.
I remember because she'd go, 93.3, KDKB, the old broad. I don't remember.
See, Brady knows as soon as I said old broad, he's like, okay.
But that was years ago because they had mostly dudes in the afternoon, even at Doc and
Doc. She was kind of like a biker.
Yeah.
It wasn't Bone Mama.
No.
Not McCann.
Yeah, I know. That's another thing.
I know.
There's another radio thing people think is normal.
The fake names.
Oh, you call yourself the Bone Mama. Nobody does that. Hi, how are you? I'm the CEO of Apple. I'm the Bone Mama. All right, next person. Next person. Done with you. Bone Mama.
Tim Bone Mama Cook.
Yeah, it's not happening. No. You're not hired. You're out. You should work in radio because that's where all idiots go. And then a jackass crew like this shows up and all these consultants are like, well, you can never. What you're doing just doesn't. And now all of a sudden they're like, it's just special. Like they can't figure any of this out. We told them to laugh when they talk, and I understand that. They smile. The guy talks about terrible things a lot.
Yells his name all
the
time.
He shouts. We told him to shout his name after every sentence. He's not doing any of the things that normally work.
And he's winning.
He's doing great.
Plenty do.
He's just an anomaly. You would never go in as no radio guy would ever go, all right, Holmberg's way, like 25 minutes at a time, just babble on about nothing.
25.
I know. There's been longer. Hey, look, I'm keeping it easy so nobody's bashing.
Spots.
All right, way to go. Thanks. Whose team are you on? He never shouts his name as loud as he can. Hardly ever. They would never tell people to do what we do because they don't know how this works.
Right.
But they can yell at guys like Brett at night and go, smile and laugh when you talk like a lunatic, like a madman. Of course, shout your name every once in a while because that's what people do. That's how people
and
communicate.
And Brett wanting to hold the job.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Good. Brett Fastly, 3 o'clock shine. So, Brett!
We actually had, JJ actually told me to bring a picture in of somebody and talk to that picture and smile
That's
at it.
Such a classic.
So,
thing.
I got his picture that was on the wall in the lobby
awesome.
And put it right on the board.
That's
another
hilarious.
Thing that makes you an insane person.
Oh, yeah.
Talking to a
totally.
Photograph.
100%.
Only. Yeah. It's the worst.
Good. 3 o'clock sideshow. Brett!
It's so ridiculous. Yeah, this business is dumb. But, yeah, I have a feeling that going back to it, Laura K. Smith was the reason that guy quit.
Ruby Cheeks.
Ruby Cheeks.
Yes. Jesus.
Ruby Cheeks.
The old broad.
The old broad. Another one.
How did we forget that?
Is there a guy so desperate in the world that when he hears the words Ruby Cheeks, he got little legs, gets smacked on the bottom? Like, there's people who like it.
She was a treat at our Christmas parties too.
Yeah, she hated me. I spoke to her for that whole station has that was a group of people that just hated me.
They hated all of us.
Oh, they just,
dumbass in the overnights.
They just didn't like us at all, and we were just beating the tar out of them.
Yeah.
And we worked in the same company, and they were they hated us.
John, whatever happened to Drake Midnight?
That's me. That's my fake. That That's was the name thought. That people like. Is Holmberg your real radio name? Yeah, no, it's my radio. I made it up. I made up John Holmberg because my real name is Drake Midnight. But I didn't think that was good enough for radio.
Drake Midnight.
Yeah. I mean, who would ever ask, is John Holmberg your real name? No, it's a fake. I thought it sounded cool to throw all these consonants together. And and have it have my name mispronounced over and over. Really, yeah.
Oh, now the Ruby Cheeks fan. That's the one!
Yeah. I remember Ruby Cheeks. Do you remember the first time you met Ruby Cheeks and you went, that's the same lady? That's the tough part about being a woman in radio.
What's she look like?
Yeah, it's because man in radio, you meet him like me. You meet him and go, Jesus, you're nothing like what I thought. The internet changed that, so most of you guys know what I look
like.
How
many guys wanted to hook up with, no matter who's on the air? It's like, oh.
But women, but
the
here's the problem.
Laura Cannon, I love.
Here's the issue.
Oh, I've had calls on that one.
All right.
I had calls on that one.
We've all had calls on that one. And I'm like, you know, what is that lady who's on before you look like? And I, you mean with or without a pizza in her mouth? I don't know. Jabba the Hutt? Is that the one you're talking about? The one that breathes heavy? Yeah, she's always breathing all sexy. Oh, no, that's not sexy breathing. That's a lady who just walked back from the bathroom. She's barely making it.
98 KUPD.
It's like, no, she's breathing heavy because she's about done. And then there's that story of that kid that I used to work with that had no eyeballs and the greatest break in radio history. Because Laura K. Smith was on before him, and he was filling in the middle of the night, and I was there to help him out. Jason, the intern, and I'd let him go. I didn't want to work. And eyeballless Jason's on there. Guy calls up, and he goes, hey, man. What's that Laura look like before? Her name was Laura B. It was the other lesbian that worked. We had Laura K and Laura B. Who's that Laura B look like? She sounds hot.
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? You just saw her, didn't you?
No, I'm blind.
Oh.
I don't have any eyes.
Oh. How come?
I had cancer when I was a baby, and they took my eyes.
Oh, God. Was she hot?
I don't know.
101.5 The Zone. He plays this break. He taped it, edited it, and played it. And I was in the car on the I-10, and I'm like, I'm going to crash. I'm going to crash my
best
car.
Best break ever.
I'm supposed to be there. I'm driving around. I went to IHOP. I had my friend Colin
and
I had
God.
Dinner. We left Jason alone in the studio all night, and I'm like, I'm going to crash the car. I'm going to die laughing from what I just heard. He just told that guy about cancer. Instead of just saying, she's pretty hot, just lie. The guy doesn't know. But, yeah, the problem with women in radio is that guys are mean about it. So, but the problem with women in radio is they're always trying to have sex with you on the phone, on the mic. You very rarely are they like, hey, I'm your pal, whatever. They're like, oh, 100.7 FM, KSLX. And then you meet them, and you have this
what's
image
going
of
on
them.
In the valley?
Yeah, what's going on in the valley? I'd like to know. It's between the sheets. They always have, like, this weird segment that they call, it's between the sheets. These are the songs that you haven't heard for a while. Or, you know, it's just silly things. And they always try to have the sexy tones. And then you meet most of them. You're like, good Lord. You've been my fantasy. And here you are. Some of them are hot, but.
John, how is it that you nailed my reaction when I met Ruby Cheeks?
Because I've met her too. Nice lady. But don't try to have phone sex with me all day long and then expect me to be. I build an image of you.
Yes.
I did the same thing the first time I saw Casey Kasem. I was like, oh, what the? That's that guy? Like, every time you meet a guy with a booming voice, you're like,
this wiener? Usually they're tiny.
The KUPD guy.
Oh, yeah, David Lee.
KUPD David Lee. That dude is tiny.
That's not
skinny,
him.
Old.
Hey, John, no, cool, home, dude, no homo, but your success is because you guys are 100% natural.
No,
not like true. In a vegan way, but.
Yeah, no, not in a weird, gross way. I don't know if that's true. I don't normally talk this way to people.
Why is it that all women in radio end up, the later they go, sound like they have about a 3-pack-a-day habit?
Because it makes them have that gravelly, sexy voice. I think there's part of that. Like
Kathleen Turner.
I knew a couple production guys that smoked, not because they liked it, but because it gave them the...
Gave them the pipes.
Guts gave them, yeah. It does change your voice to be that. Jason the intern. I'll never forget that drive. I remember the lane I was in when I heard that. And that was the same night that on our way to the IHOP, we're driving up Central. I'm like, all right, Jason, we're going to leave you here alone.
Yeah, okay, great.
I'm like, don't be blind all night long. Dude, like, stay put, okay? Don't go wandering off.
Okay.
Because I'm trusting you.
All right, I appreciate it. See you, John.
Bye. And we're driving up Central, keeping a listen on him. And the first thing you hear is,
and it's a Counting Crows and a
101.5.
And that's the station you're listening to.
The Zone. He's trying to find the right button, and he's got he's just running one thing after another. And then he does a PSA for, like, you know, ocular health. Nobody knew.
Don't forget to get your eyes checked. I'd do it, but I don't have any.
And then he tells stories about why his penis was so small from all the treatments he got when he was a... Oh, I heard it all from him.
Wow.
I don't have a good penis. My penis never advanced because the cancer treatments as a child stunted it all.
Okay. Well, good thing is you can't see it. It was brutal.
John,
I stole 10
he didn't
bucks
wear glasses.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, I stole money.
A blind guy?
Him.
Oh, yeah. That's
he
a great
was
story,
awful.
Too.
So he would always make me drive him home, and he never paid for gas. And this was at a time when I was broke.
Right.
And so he would
take me to Taco Bell.
And his dog, Nacho, this poor golden retriever that was just beautiful. He never bathed it. Is laying in my Jeep, which had no air conditioning, in a metal floor in the middle of summer. So I'd put pillows down for Nacho to lay there. And then Jason would just put his feet on the dog's back while it laid there.
Take me to Taco Bell.
I'm like, all right, Jason, go to Taco Bell. I'm like, I don't have any cash right now. I got just enough for gas, see?
Okay.
Ugh, that was a hint. He's blind and he's stupid. So he's two-thirds Keller. So we get to the Taco Bell and he's like, ah. And he just opens his wallet and I look and I see a 20 and a 10.
Take the 10.
All right. So that's all that's in there, Jason.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's just a 10. So I took them both. It was for gas.
And I
swiped it. It's John, all right. What are you going
to
do?
John, I don't know if you were in town at the time, but we used to have Crankin' Craig and Mad Max Hammer on Z-Rock.
Nobody listened to
Got
Z-Rock.
Nothing.
I was here for that.
Z-Rock, what was that?
Z-Rock was the...
It was the metal station.
It was out of Dallas. Right?
Oh, it was?
Yeah, yeah, it was syndicated, and I think they tried to do it locally, too.
Like Trigg.
Part of it. Yeah, Trigg was there. Larry Mack was over there for a little bit, too.
Right. Oh, they all tried to have this local. It was metal.
They were heavier than us.
Yeah.
It was what they were trying
to do.
It
was the KUPD's a pussy station.
Yeah. Wow.
But it was just terrible music. and the jocks were, again, over-the-top dirt heads you didn't want to talk to in high school.
Yep.
That were just shouting at you. This is a great one from Cinderella. All right. Cinderella!
I think Alan Gully worked there for a little bit.
And then he joined the military and became a man. Yeah, these dudes were like everyone you'd never want to hang out with ran Z-Rock. And by names thrown out right there. Yeah, the radio is just such a silly business. So strange. But, yeah. And people and immediately see, even on this conversation, hey, Randy Scott over there at KSLX, like, she sounds great. What's the deal? And like, it all depends on what you've placed. I think she's very attractive. But if you've put this thing on her, you're going to go in and see Randy for
her
whatever.
Pedestal,
it depends on how you, that's the misery of being a woman in radio is it all depends on how
the magic,
what you've created in your head. Either she'll disappoint you. 95% of the time, you're going to be disappointed. Randy's one that might not.
Yeah.
But it depends on you. Like Randy's, you know, she's a normal looking human being as opposed to most of the lady trolls in radio.
Have we had any here?
Lady trolls?
No. The ones that weren't lady trolls. I'm trying to think back now.
Bridget?
Yeah.
And then no.
Eddie Webb was probably
no.
About it.
Eddie Webb is the hottest girl we ever had.
Yeah.
Larry's the hottest chick we've ever had working.
That's probably true.
It is true. No.
Yeah, I was trying to think back of all.
Nope. That one girl that went to Salt Lake City worked here for like a week.
Oh, Marcy.
Marcy.
Yeah. Yeah, she wasn't bad.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we've had one.
One.
Man.
Been here for 20 years. But we have had some mountains roll in.
Whew.
98KUPT, how you doing, Phoenix? Well, she's sexy. I got to know what that looks like.
No, you don't. Just take a gander over there at Papago Peak. Same. That's what most of ladies in radio look like. And the ones who don't are awful people.
Oh, yeah.
The pretty ones are, imagine a cheerleader in special ed. They just, ugh. Intolerable. Most people in radio are. But yeah, I don't understand. I don't know how we got off on that whole deal, but that goes out to all the consultants and program directors in radio. As we have nothing but the utmost respect for you all. Tip of the cap. Enjoy telling people to smile and laugh when they talk like serial killers.
This just in as of 25 minutes ago. I don't know if you said it officially. Jared Porter's been fired.
Yeah, the Mets fired their GM for the dick pics from 5 years ago. That lady's still mad about. Hilarious. Speaking of serial killers, by the way, not that guy. Have you guys seen The Night Stalker?
Not yet.
Oh, it's pretty darn good. And I've had
how many episodes? Is it?
Four, and all good. And it's basically about chasing him. Megan had a very a good moment watching this that made me laugh, even driving in this morning, because I'm looking around at things now again. Because I lived in Glendale, California for a short period of time, and I would research. I had nothing to do.
You drove me up that street where he was dumping bodies.
That was the Hillside Stranglers.
Oh.
And then so I drove you by the house that he broke into kill those old ladies.
Gotcha.
The old lady and that old man, the Needers.
Beautiful neighborhood, by the way.
It's a great spot. Glendale's nice. It's a nice upper middle income.
It's right by the Rose Bowl, right?
No, that's Pasadena.
That's Pasadena.
That's on the other end, which is absolutely stunning.
Damn it.
Pasadena's great.
Never mind.
So anyway, so it's Glendale. So I have this thing because I used to go by the house that the old people got shot in the area. That the Night Stalker did. So one of the big things for the Night Stalker that got him caught was these Avia shoes. Like he had these shoes that were – the print was – he kept leaving it. And it was a unique
– waffle.
But it was Avia. Nobody had Avia shoes. Yeah, so he had these weird Avia shoes and they found this print. Like this is a unique print in the size it was in. And the print turned out that there was only one of those shoes ever delivered by Avia to California. One. The other five were delivered to Arizona because this was not a popular particular thing. They just stopped making it. He happened to have – He didn't know it, but he happened to have a pair of shoes that no one else had. So they're like, this shoe print is – when they broke it down, it's a tennis shoe, and then it just breaks down as being this really super unique 11.5. And they broke it down by size and stuff. They're like, this is the only one that made it to this area. Like, this is crazy. What a break, right? And Megan says –
if Kirby ever killed people, no one would ever look for a girl.
And I'm like, that's true. If a serial killer girl with big feet intentionally left footprints behind
look
in a
for
men's
your shoes
shoe,
now.
They would never. No, no, no.
You're look for your shoes now.
Wrong size.
Are they?
Yeah, they're tens. That's why she's got them.
Okay.
10.5. I wear almost a 12 now. I'm growing.
Seems convenient.
It is convenient. Super convenient because I didn't kill anybody and my shoes. They're going to just go close enough. Two sizes. But if you think about it, it's true. Girls with big feet, if you leave male footprints on purpose, no one's ever going to say it's a girl because the first thing they did when they saw the shoes, well, now we know we're looking for a man.
Yep.
Probably about 6'1". Like they can break it down by a size 11 shoe. Kirby's feet make her a great serial killer.
We'll practice today. That's
something to strive for.
You got something to shoot for there. It's an astute, hilarious thought that Kirby, because Brady sent me a picture of him and Kirby and Ronnie with a seal. And I just text back. I'm like, look at the flippers on that thing. And then a close up of Kirby's feet. But yeah, so I didn't even think of that. If she starts wearing men's tennis shoes, she could kill willy nilly. So long as she keeps an eye on the Ring doorbell and stuff like that and you know, covers her tracks, except not covers her tracks. They'd be looking for a dude the whole time. She'd get away with it for years. It's brilliant. It's genius.
Also, even if you have, you know, if you have small feet to begin with, you go in bigger shoes. A little tougher, you might trip.
But they can tell by foot impressions now where your foot landed. Like, because you talk to the investigators and stuff, and they can say, okay, he pronates. He's got the. They can tell by the shoe print
if they get enough
how you step.
Yeah.
And they can tell if somebody just flattens a foot on a thing. Like, there was nothing in this shoe. This is a dead print. It's crazy.
That high heel sunk 4 inches in.
Yeah, but back in 1985, 86, they're just going on footprints. And he just kept leaving it. And no one once said it could be a woman with big-ass feet. Never. Ever. And all you got to, you know, you just kind of dress like a dude. You put these big-ass shoes on. Kirby could do it. So think about that.
She's got a career ahead.
She's got something to look forward to, finally. How many times do you guys go to the zoo a month? 7, 10?
No.
You're there a lot. And you know what else I notice in your photos of you at the zoo that you always send me? Family's not involved. It's you playing with the animals, and they're just kind of laughing. Like, yeah, there's Dad hogging the animals again.
There's like two pictures.
No, that seal just took to me.
The one that Ronnie and Kirby are like over here, and you're here.
It's always the way it is. We did that one video, like the first one. You watch my wild things there. I'm like, all right. Midway through, he's making love to a giraffe. He's kissing something. He's got tongue in this. And then the camera pans over, and there's his daughter. She's been there the whole time. Like, do I get any of this?
I'm having the time of my life. Hey, Kirby Derps, watch Daddy kiss the giraffe.
Can I pet it?
No, stay away. It's Daddy's animal. Don't touch Crockett.
Like, you're having the time of your life, and they're just along for the ride. That's a lot of zoos. Did you do a video yesterday? A show?
No.
You just went to the zoo again? Man.
New Instagram video or anything?
No.
This was just purely to go to the zoo again.
Yeah.
The West Valley Zoo.
Yeah.
Man.
It's awesome.
It's a lot of zoo visits. It doesn't get boring?
Never.
Man. I haven't been in a zoo in years because last time I went, I'm like, this is boring.
Never.
It was like 10 in the last year at least.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Good God, man. That's a lot of zoo. People who work at the zoo. Most of the time.
But that was kind of the, that might have been the first time just going.
Just going to the zoo.
Yeah.
No special tour.
Oh, yeah.
No camera.
Yeah,
so, like,
yeah, we had. Yeah,
so you bothered the employees to take time out of their day to show you around again.
Yeah, that's why it never gets old. It's amazing.
Ugh, this guy's got his fast pass again. He wants a tour.
I would love to see the internal emails.
Oh, if Brady calls, don't do the draw-straws game while he's here. Do it before he gets here, of who's the unlucky one that's got to drag him around again.
Don't indulge him on the fart jokes. He's going to say something about the hippo poop.
Did they say it like this, Brady? Do you want a tour? Because that's what their program director says, to laugh and act like you're happy about something.
Remember, if you see Brady laugh.
So I suppose you want to go backstage.
Sure enough.
All right. You're that guy at all of our U-Fests that finds Brett and goes, so, can I get backstage? I got you backstage last time.
Dude, come on, it's
fine,
me.
Come on.
Just to shut him
just
up.
Shut up. Yeah. Come with. You're going to be here. You drove.
And then we all go to Brett. Brett!
Yeah.
Let him backstage
he's got
again.
His, like he's got his mentally retarded cousin. You're like, all right, come with. Because a family and a mentally retarded cousin are the exact same thing. Like you can't look at a kid and go, I can't say no.
Oh, there's other employees here that have brought some real...
Oh, gems.
I'm not going to say it. Backstage.
Gems. But my God, Brady. At this point, you can give your own tour.
Yeah, pretty much did.
But you didn't because you had somebody wrangle up a seal. And go, get that one out of here and have him kiss my dog.
The seal was the only one that we had someone kind of... the trainer come out with right. The seal.
Was he busy at the time or...
She?
Oh, I don't know. I assume.
No, it was before any of the little shows that they do.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean they weren't busy.
They stopped whatever they were doing.
Right, not too busy for Brady.
You gotta stop it. Just go to the zoo like a normal.
Hey, we'd like to get back there, so we'll just wait here and stare until somebody does it.
You see a group of people with hay in their hands, and each one's taking one piece out. Ah, God damn it. Hi, Brady. Hi, family.
Give me that hay.
My name's Trevor. I'm going to show you the seals.
You get us back in that hippo thing, too. Kirby's never seen that. Dung fling.
Yeah, we'll get you to the dung fling. How many hours?
They got a pretty good zip line. We were there probably...
Well, don't do that.
2.5 hours. Well, it's two-seater. And it goes up and it zips down. Shout out to Eric, who runs it.
Oh, jeez.
He's got the...
Eric's running that now? I thought it was a real estate.
Yeah. No, he's doing well out there.
He's running the zip line. That's
got our music playing in the background. It's good.
All right. Well, be careful, because he's probably going to cut that line next time you get on it.
I did think about that.
Yeah, what, you get like two more and you get like part ownership in the zoo? Because I've never seen any. I know zoo employees are running at the zoo as much as you are. You're there a lot. And you send me a picture every time. Like, is this from the same trip? You know what? In 5 years, I'm going to.
Some are.
I'm going to get you fired for harassing me with zoo pictures. I'd rather have dick pics.
Look at this. A seal's kissing me.
Yep, that's cute. That miserable seal that's captured and stuffed into his prison is being forced to make out with you, just like in the wild. Just like seals love to do is just kiss human faces or they don't get fed.
Is your family big on photo albums? Like those giant, like massive?
No, in fact.
I figure you had a ton of those.
That's what I would have thought, too.
But no, my mom so this wants is kind of your photo a family album. Portrait. We've never really done... One that, you know, we
painting?
Dress up and hire a photographer,
painting?
The professionally awesome. Right. done family right. portrait. She's been asking for that and this year. I don't know. My mom's making some kind of family album.
Oh,
and
Jesus.
So I sent her that one yesterday as a joke. Right. Here it is.
Here's the new boy.
Yeah, I haven't heard back from her.
Brady, and you know what I'd rather – I'm going to start visiting prisons and have these hardcore murderers giving me kisses on the cheek. Like, look, Brady, same thing. These people who have been imprisoned against their will are being visited. Yeah. Well, you're a zoo guy, that's for sure. But the picture was hilarious because it was just you having the time of your life and the family's like, that's daddy. Yeah, you're just in your own world. Did you filter it?
No.
Oh, it looked a little filtered in that you looked so happy, I think. You were glowing.
Crockett.
You named it Crockett, or is it?
No, that's his name.
That's pathetic. It's even got a Sonny and Crockett. Is it from Miami Vice Crockett?
That's what I thought. No, it's not.
Just Crockett.
Yeah.
All right. Well, quit bothering the zoo people. I just got an email that said don't. Did you pay for your food?
We didn't eat anything there.
Drinks?
We didn't drink anything there.
You walked around there, no drink, no eat.
Brought a bottle of water.
Okay. I'm not buying that.
We did not go to Zuberto's.
You had a pretzel or something. Somebody handed you some food. You had a churro.
Oh, no. I had five peanut M&Ms.
What'd you five? Find them on the ground?
Yeah, someone
who has
opened
that?
Up a bag. Like Ronnie? Yeah, no,
like
had
Ronnie.
Had
like someone like Ronnie.
Someone like Ronnie?
Someone similar to Ronnie.
You just went to somebody walking by.
Someone like Ronnie is Christy, or someone like Ronnie is...
See, this is why your stories always sound fishy. Like, nothing sounds like a legitimate story of the day. You're hiding something. Someone like Ronnie handed me five M&Ms. I enjoyed those.
It was a random person over there. Hey, bro, you want some M&Ms? Someone sure.
Very similar
the old
to
pirate.
The build of Ronnie. Anyway, well... I enjoyed none of your photos.
In COVID times, you're sharing M&M's
exactly.
at the zoo.
Yeah, weirdos making out with seals. You're the reason we have it. You go to a wet market and make out with the fish. Come back, go, I can't believe everybody's sick.
No primates.
Not allowed to see them because they can get it.
Yeah, San Diego Zoo had a couple.
Yeah.
So.
Have you been back there? You go over and see?
That's this weekend.
Yeah. You got zoo issues since you were a kid. You should go work at one. You get days free.
Give them a couple hours, afternoon.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
You're not going to do it. You're saying that like, yeah, that's a good idea, but you're never going to do it.
Yeah.
Never. What do you got on the big board of musical treats this morning?
All right.
Bert.
The wake-up song brought to you guys by Action Ride Shop. So if you're riding down 35th Avenue on a BMX bike and Patron Pizza, they just got 30 brand new BMX bikes in. If you're in the...
Delivery
skiing,
service.
Snowboarding, mountain
right
biking, whatever. Action Ride Shop's got you. Hit them up on Facebook and on Instagram at Action Ride Shop.
Snow all week up north. You get the fresh stuff. So hop on. Those guys will take care of you.
Oh, yeah, totally. Tons of stuff. A lot of it leading up to the election stuff. Avenged Sevenfold, Hail to the King. Megadeth, Every Time I Die, The Cult. Suicidal Tendencies, not requested by me. 6 a.m., Incubus, Mudvayne, Lamb of God.
All week in Flagstaff.
Yeah, it's going to be snowing all week, yeah.
Ministry New World Order.
All right. Still, that one's popping up a lot now.
Yeah.
Should we do it?
Yeah, I think
we'll
so.
Do a little Ministry New World Order. That's a good one right there. Somebody just emailed and said, I went to the zoo years ago for zoo lights and took a tab of LSD. After it set in, my compassion complex completely took over and I saw it was a giant prison for animals. I just couldn't get over it and considered letting all of them free. I just couldn't find any gates. So dose Brady with a couple drops of LSD since he's got an in and he's backstage. Put it in a coffee cup or whatever, or one of his M&Ms. It's got to be good for ratings if Brady's a guy who freed all the creatures.
Get out of here, Rhino.
Right. Well, I've always thought it would be a good idea to have prison lights and decorate the prison the same way we do the zoo and have people just walk through the prison for $10 a pop. And, you know, you just get to see, you know, all the beautiful features and the yard and
the outdoor yard could be.
Oh, the basketball playing, animals that go up and start smashing and
get
stuff.
Get the small LED lights to wrap around the weights.
Right. And none of the animals are out. They're all locked up. You just walk through and see the beautiful lights of that prison, too. It's fun. It's great. But you get in there, you got to start. Did you feed any of the seal the M&Ms and now he's got a gastrointestinal
issue? No, but someone like Ronnie did. Animals.
Oh, you
not
did?
M&Ms.
What'd you feed them?
The like greenies or they're like alfalfa hay. It's like giant. They're called greenies.
What'd you feed?
They're little balls that you
put
in your hands.
Gross. What animal?
The rhinos. The hippo.
You do that every time.
I haven't fed them in a while.
Mix it up.
Never gets old.
It does get old. It's old.
Did you
watch.
Make the sound that you made the one day?
Every time.
Every time.
Did you sexualize it like last time? Did you sexualize your
You haven't heard
See,
these breaths.
It's been a while, John. That's why.
Oh, wow. This is disturbing.
That's a secret Brady at the zoo.
Wow.
Ha ha.
And then this noise, Brett. I don't. I still don't know what that one is. That's secret tape of Brady.
That is disturbing.
Yeah. He has sex. He's less interested.
That's why I had to go back, Brett.
Listen to this one. Oh. He's banging something. He's got his that is wanging some creature. Weirdo. Oh. You're perfect for radio. Freak.
Yes, we go to the zoo.
101.5.
101.5 is on. Wait. Let's go feed the hippos, said no one ever.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
He said, fully erect. 98.